And obviously Anfield Rapid, it's a bit of a transfer special. We've done loads on Liverpool last couple of days, last few days in terms of ins and outs, and it's been quite exciting. But when it's all going on with Liverpool, you can get a bit distracted of what's going on elsewhere. So we thought it'd be good to have a little bit of a roundup about what else has been happening in the Premier League and having a little look to Europe as well. So I've got the brain trust on it. I've got the main fellas. I've got Neil Atkinson alongside me, and I've got Paul Dehaney, I've got Cam Bimmer, and I've got Mo Stewart. Neil's just gone off the Zoom in front of me, so it was a real test of memory for the person who's had 2 weeks paternity leave. I was like, who have I just spoken to just then? I'm pretty sure I got them right. When Neil flicks back on, it could be anyone. No, it is them. Absolutely brilliant. And we'll start with, I want to go through the league from sort of top to bottom, really. So I'm going to do the challenges for the title for Liverpool, which is just Manchester City. And then I'm going to go for the Champions League hopefuls. There's a few of them on there. And obviously we've got Paul on, who's a Spurs fan, to sort of help us out with that. We'll go with the guys who are fighting at the bottom, and then we'll have a little look to Europe if we have time as well. So we'll start with you, Neil, and Man City. They've just been warning, but he's not coming.
No.
Are you a little bit surprised, considering they very famously don't have a number nine, that they didn't look to get someone in who could hit the ground running for them?
No, I'm not. I think if you're Guardiola, you've got the way it's working. It's all working with everyone at the moment. You're going to stick with that. I think you've got your patterns of play. I think the idea now that you're bringing someone who would, you know, let's just imagine hypothetically it's Harry Kane as an example. Someone who comes in and does what Kane does a lot of, I think becomes disruptive. You know, I think, as a point around this, it's worth saying that City haven't really integrated Jack Grealish properly, fully yet into everything that they're doing. So I think the idea that they bring one more, and I just don't think he'll have wanted that disruption at this point.